Miami is about to be called into isolation, into training, that they may take up their positions. I have slowly been preparing them for this day that is now upon you, to fully rise into your true identities, ordained before the foundations of the world. A lot have I deposited in you over the years, waiting for the right moment of their activation. Though you may not be fully aware of what you carry in the inside, you will be a force to reckon with. Your time of revealing, my sons, is here, and this world is about to enter into a new dimension where evil is introduced into your world in a new way never seen before. You will begin to see beings and creatures you have never seen before with your naked eyes. They will come to position themselves for what must be. And as the evil portals are open to allow demons into your world, it will come along with the evil plans the enemy has been preparing. You will begin to see disasters of bigger magnitudes happening across the world. Earthquakes, storms of unprecedented proportions, men being possessed to do wickedness at a level never seen. Plagues and diseases in people and animals, very high and very low temperatures in places that should not have. On top of this, scarcity shall begin of the supply of your everyday items, and with this will come an increase in their prices. Food planted in the farms will not grow to maturity, as they will be tampered with. The seeds you now buy to plant on your farms are modified to infect your bodies with chronic diseases. They are no longer fit for human consumption. You must pray for anything and everything you purchase, because the devil is in every detail of your lives. You must plead the blood of Jesus over everything you purchase. Assume nothing. Understand that you are no longer alone, and the plan is to come and eliminate humanity, not one by one anymore, but in droves. Your hospitals, as you take your case, they are no longer doctors to help humanity, but to extinct them. You must ask me to direct you in every situation. Everything you depend on has been compromised for your downfall. Your governments are no longer for you, but against you. They who should regulate and cushion their people against all manner of manipulation are the very ones who have sold you out for blood. They care nothing for you. When they have their secret meetings with Satan in the underworld, they greedily accept the deals offered to them in exchange for their nations. Satan has been given access by your leaders to kill you indirectly through your day-to-day living. In other words, you are on your own, and this is the agenda of Satan, to strip humanity of all manner of ground to stand on, so that all you are standing on and believing in is sinking sand. Many are indeed sinking. Your governments care nothing for you and your children and the future ahead. You are facing the future all by yourselves. And now demons are being released into your world, and those without my cover will be easy prey for demon possession. The brother you called your brother will soon become your foe. Many will turn against their loved ones, for the love of many will grow cold. Their souls will be hardened, and their conscience under the control of the demons to carry out their wicked desires. Many will be sacrificed in their rituals, which already began before the eclipse. This eclipse is a portal the enemy will open to release his demons, and the rituals are in preparation for that. The almost 5 minutes that the sun will be covered will release millions and millions of demons into your world, and the unsuspecting public will see nothing. Many will wake up on that day fine, only to sleep possessed of demons. Your world will not be the same again, as evil will increase uncontrollably because chaos must be unleashed to make the world ungovernable. All these are to prepare for the one world government, whose leader is at the door, waiting to enter the world stage. You are at a point of no return, and the foolish who have followed their own ways will be swallowed up into the black hole of Satan. I have warned and warned in vain. Now let action speak louder than the words my messengers have been giving for decades. Every man has chosen which way they will follow. I will force no one. I now give them over to their desires and deception that will creep into the world in a mighty way. They have refused to believe in my truths. Now I will allow them to be fed that which their itchy ears want to hear. To my sons and faithful ones around the world, the hour has come where you will choose whom you will give you all to. This is the hour to come out of the world, be separate from the evil, and darkness soon to take over your world. Get your thoughts, your eyes, where your feet step, because everywhere is infested with evil. Shut yourself in the secret place with me, and let me prepare you for what is coming and is already here. When an actor is about to enter the stage, they normally wait behind the curtain, for their time has come. Evil of all kind is behind the curtain waiting. It is up next. What will you do, I ask? Check your lamps every day and ensure they are full of oil. Don't waste your oil on foolish virgins and frivolous things that take up your time. This is the time to be selfish with your time. Anything that does not glorify me is a distraction. Keep off such things. This is not the time to please people and become a good Samaritan to all. I am speaking to my sons. Your time from here on is precious. I will order your every move. Come away with me, that I may instruct you accordingly. You are mine, and nothing else should matter. You will know when it is time, for you are the only ones that will hear my trumpet, calling you to the next stage of my plans. This training is soon, and you must remain alert at all times. Keep off all manner of distraction, for a soldier is never concerned with civilian matters. You must now prepare for them that you are going to protect.